Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk to the young people first. And they're all scattered around. So just see their faces. It's nice to see faces when you're preaching. You don't get such response from brick walls. Now we've got one over there. One here. Yeah, got two here. Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to read something from the Bible. Are you all listening? We're actually going to use this in the sermon today. Now, it says in the Epistle of John, chapter 4, and verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment." And we sing some choruses, "There is no fear in the perfect love of God." You probably know it. Now, how many of you have experienced fear? Put your hands up if you have. Come on, I want you to be honest, because children normally are. You never experienced fear? My. I'm very impressed, I really am. I'm sure we all have, every one of us, and yes, they're putting their hands up. Now, fears work in different ways, don't they? For example, some of you might be fearful of the dark. Have you ever been fearful of the dark when it's been really dark, you know? Or maybe we have fears that work in different ways. Do you find that there may be somebody that you fear at school? Is there somebody who's a bully? You're a bit fearful of them, huh? Well, some children are. Some children are also fearful of maybe their mother or their father because they don't treat them very well. The fears can work in so many ways. And I'm going to tell you something. As you get older, in many ways, those fears can get worse. In actual fact, fears in adults are actually worse than when you're children. Because when you're children, you very much depend upon your family. And your family provide for you. They protect you. But as you get older, you're going to find that that protection that you had from your family, from your mother and father, changes. It's called growing up. And suddenly you have to, in a sense, fly out of the nest. You know animals where they grow up and then they have to leave. They have to defend for themselves, don't they, in nature. So there's a similarity with us as we grow up. It's different, and so those fears can change. Now, I read to you what Jesus says here. "There is no fear in the perfect love of God." There's no fear in God's love. Now, why do you think there's no fear in God's love? Have you got any ideas on that? Yes.
Because at the end,
that's right. As the Bible says, fear has torment. It's tormenting. And Jesus doesn't work that way. And so Jesus says, you can have no fear in your life. You can walk fearless. Isn't that wonderful? When most of the world, and even many of your friends at school, probably have a lot of problems with fear. And fear can come out in many, many ways. Did you know that you... How many of you study history at school? Do you all study history? Study history. I can tell you, because you know a lot of history is all about wars, isn't it? A lot of it. All falling out and making up and falling out. That's really what history is about. But you know what that's all about? Actually, that's fear. The spirit of fear causes many, many wars. And so history is full of what fear has done. Now, the wonderful good news is that Jesus says, I can protect you from that, so that fear doesn't have to torment, doesn't have to cause you to do things that you don't want to do. Some people murder, take somebody's life because of fear. And so that is what the Bible says. There is no fear in the perfect love of God, because fear is torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So he says, if you still fear, and we're going to be talking about this later on, he says, you still haven't yet been perfected with the love of God. And God says, I will do that. I will perfect that. I will work it out of you. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know something? I used to have an awful fear before I came to Jesus. And you're going to think this a bit strange, but I used to be frightened of flying. And I remember my first flight at the age of 14. I went halfway up the steps to get into the plane and I wanted to turn back. I wasn't going to go in. And my parents said, it's a bit late now, we're off, we booked the holiday, you've got to go. And so I got pushed in, you know, but I was terrified all the way through that flight. And God tested me years later. And to get rid of that fear of flying, do you know how God did it? Do you know how he did it? I've probably, some of them heard this testimony, but I'll say it very quickly. I was flying, I was on my way to Africa. And it was 12 o'clock at night. We were flying high and we were going over the equator. You know what the equator is, don't you? Yeah, you haven't got to explain that. Yeah, you know what the equator is. Well, often on the equator, because it's very hot, heat rises, doesn't it? And it rises particularly at night. And so very often, aircraft get in what they call turbulence. Because the heat's rising, so it gets very, very bumpy, you see? And the plane that I was on wasn't very full, it was only half full. And at the time, we were eating our meal. They serve you a meal. And without any warning, no warning at all, suddenly the whole plane went into a dip. Just went down like that. Started to drop dramatically. Everything went all over the place. Dinner went all over the place. People screamed. Things fell off and everything. And for the next 20 minutes, the aircraft went through terrific turbulence, going up and down. You could hear the engines droning under it and shaking and bound like this. We all had to put our seatbelts on. And that fear tried to choke me. It was terrifying. And it says torment, that fear of flying. But then when I was still, a little voice within me said, I've got this all under control. This plane isn't going to crash. You are going to get to your destination. I am delivering you. I'm healing you. And that is how Jesus healed me of that fear of flying. By going through that trial, he brought me through. And he brought us all through. See? So fears work in many, many ways.